You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
After being selected first overall in the 2024 NHL Draft by the San Jose Sharks, Macklin Celebrini met with the media.
So, Macklin, we talked two days ago over at City National, just build up the anticipation. You were looking forward to it, the sphere, everything all building up. Is it everything you thought it was going to be? Take us through the moment.
I didn't really know what to expect at first, but I was able to see the sphere, and it was amazing when I saw it, and it's even better when it's all set up and for this event. But no, it's a really cool experience.
You sort of anticipate knowing you're going to be the number one pick, but it's still got, you know, when you hear your name, it's real, it's official.
Yeah, no, for sure. Once it's official, it's a pretty amazing feeling. I mean, it's been a dream of mine ever since I was a little kid. So, I'm so excited to join this organization.
What's the entire process been like for you, Mac? Just going back to last summer, I guess, when things really started to pick up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's been a long process ever since last summer, and there's been a lot going on. And I've enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed spending time with my friends and family, going through this with them. And it was a once in a lifetime opportunity, so I really enjoyed it.
Is it like to have Jumbo up there?
Oh, it's amazing. He's a legend of the game and Sharks legend. And, he's just an amazing player in person. It was pretty special to have him up there announce it.
For a team that's rebuilding, obviously, first overall, they didn't do so great last season, and you're seen as this generational prospect. Does that weigh on you mentally? How do you go into a team knowing that, hey, I'm now the first guy to kind of turn the corner here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's an exciting opportunity because you kind of get to build a group. They have a young core that's very special, and I feel like they're moving in the right directions and they're building the right way. So I'm super excited to join the organization, and I can't wait to see where we go.
What was that feeling when they announced your name, that finally it's official after all this buildup?
Oh, it was an amazing feeling. Like I said, it was a dream of mine ever since I was a kid. Just to get selected in the NHL was a huge dream of mine, and to go to an organization like that is, I mean, the only word I can use to describe it is special.
Do you have a timeline for when you will decide or declare whether you're going to go back to college or turn pro?
No, I don't.
How did your relationship with Connor Bedard help sort of through the year?
Yeah, he was obviously went through this last year and maybe had a little bit more attention on him, but he reached out at the start of the year and said if I need anything, he was there to help, and not too many questions, but he was helpful.
You grew up in Vancouver. What was it like to move to California when you were, I guess, 14 or whatever it was, or 12, I guess, and just to experience that at a different hockey market?
Yeah, it was completely different. It was completely different from where I grew up, and the whole experience was unique, and it kind of works now that I kind of got the lay of the land and got to experience what life in California is like. So there's not that much transition, but I enjoyed my time playing for the Junior Sharks for that 1 year, and I'm excited to play for the actual Sharks.
There's a lot of NCAA players coming up, Colin Graf, Will Smith. Just to see that growth, and obviously Mike Kerr, who's a BU guy himself, what does it mean to see the NCAA prospect growing inside the Sharks organization?
It's very cool. The reason I chose the NCAA is because I believe it's a league that best prepares you for the NHL, and I feel like it's an amazing to have those special players there and to be able to grow with them.
It was a nice hug with you and your parents there. How much have they meant to you just through this whole process, I guess?
They've meant everything. Them and my siblings, Charlie, RJ, and Aiden. I really wouldn't be here without them. We have a special family and we're all really tight, so having them there by my side, going through all this, it was really special, and I'll cherish this moment for the rest of my life.
Your dad told me a story the other day that when your first skating lesson, you insisted on putting on all your hockey gear. I mean, how long have you dreamt about this moment?
I don't remember that, but ever since I was a kid watching the Vancouver Canucks on TV, I've been just, it was more of a dream than thinking it was going to be a reality. And watching my favorite players play every night, dreaming, hoping one day to play in the league. I mean, it just meant a lot to me.
Backlund, from Wednesday, working with the clinic with the kids, right? But yesterday, and other media obligations you may have had, from when you woke up this morning, so can you take us through today, just kind of process of getting ready with your family, the nerves, settling them down? How'd today go leading up to coming here?
It was a little calm, but a little hectic. We were all excited. We were all looking forward to it. There's a lot of, even now that it was the day of, there's still some build-up and anticipation that was yet to be seen. But no, I mean, we tried to enjoy it as much as possible.
You talked about this being a surreal experience. You're kind of in a surreal place. What have you made of the Sphere all day or all week or whatever?
Oh, it's amazing. It's, I mean, it's truly one of a kind. The technology and all that they have here that I was shown on yesterday, I think. And it was, I mean, just seeing how this place runs and the capabilities that it has, it was super cool.
It's tough wear for you, and like, are you eager to see the photos? I mean, you're gonna have the coolest number one pick photo, like, ever.
Oh, I can only imagine. I can't wait.
How cool is it gonna be to be part of a young core group that finally could have the potential to bring San Jose their first Stanley Cup when the Thorntons, the Marlowes, the Podolskis weren't able to do it?
Yeah. It's very cool. I feel like there's a lot of trust in the management and the coaching staff right now, and the way that they're building and the moves that they're making. I feel like any organization, they're just trying to build the best team possible to get to that point. And I mean, I don't have faith in anyone else.
Steph Curry had high praise for you. Draymond Green had high praise for you. What's it like to get that sort of support from two players who did so much for their respective sport?
It means a lot. Those guys are very respected in the NBA and what they've accomplished in the Bay Area for their sport. And I mean, it means a lot. They're well respected, and I mean, it's just really cool.
Are you going to wear number 71?
I think so, yeah.
I know it's early, you just got drafted, but have you thought about what it's going to be like to play in Rogers Arena as someone who was at the playoffs and watched the Canucks play?
Yeah, no. I mean, when my dad worked for the Canucks, growing up skating there, it was a cool experience, so looking forward to playing there one day.
Exactly, what are the two or three main points you'll have to weigh now, whether turn pro or stay for you?
Sorry?
What are the two or three main points you'll have to weigh here, deciding whether to turn pro or go back to being?
I feel like it's just more of a conversation of whether I'm ready, and I mean, just talking to the organization, seeing what they're feeling and thinking, and also talking to my family and the coaches at BU, just to really get an understanding of both opportunities and making a decision from there.
You played against Will Smith in the USHL, and then against him in college, BU, BC. Are you excited to wear the same jersey as him on game night?
Yeah, he's a pain to play against, so I'm really excited to play with him.
You're such a competitor. Does part of you just say, I'm ready for the next level, I want to challenge myself in that respect right away?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that will weigh into the decision for sure.
How important do you think it is for the blueprint of the rebuild for San Jose to have yourself and Will Smith as like the 1-2 punch of the future? Whenever it is you get to play together, that's been a recipe that's worked in the past for past championship teams.
Yeah, like I said, he's a special player, and from what I've gotten to know him a little bit, and he's a special person as well, so to be able to play with him finally and not have to go against him, it'll be really cool. And obviously he's someone that I'll be with for a long time.
What do you remember about in San Jose when you were here? You were only, I think, 12 or 13 years old, but that 1 year. Do you have any remember favorite places to eat or cool spots that you hung out back then?
In San Jose?
Yeah.
The year that I lived there, we were renting a house down in Willow Glen. So they have a nice little downtown there with a lot of good restaurants. So.
Do you have any forewarning that Joe would be the guy calling your name?
Nope, I had no idea. I had no idea, no.
But what'd you think when you saw him go up there?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, like I said countless times, he's a legend and a great person. So to have him announce the pick, it was pretty cool.
There's a ton of Sharks fans here. What it mean to you just to hear the cheers?
It felt really good. It felt really good that they're excited about this and that they're excited for this opportunity. So hopefully we can make them cheer a lot.
The draft party at home, it's sold out at SAP Center. So this extension of that, just how good does it feel that there's a lot of excitement for selecting you?
It means a lot. You dream about playing in the NHL and helping your team win, and that's what I'm hoping I can bring to the Sharks. And to have that support is really important. So to hear that, it just makes me smile.
Macklin, jumping off of that, you talked about it, the core that's being built and put together. What does it mean to you when you're being viewed as being at the heart of that?
I mean, it's an honor. Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's all I can say. It's an honor and a privilege, and it's something I don't take lightly. So, like I said, I'm going to do everything I can to help our team win and in whatever position I'm put in. So, I think that's just kind of my mindset.
When people have used...
Last one here.
When
Last
people
one.
Have used the names Sidney Crosby, Jonathan Toews, in describing what you and maybe what you could possibly be, how does that register with you?
I mean... Sidney Crosby was a childhood hero of mine. Watching him on TV, growing up as a Canadian kid, he was someone I looked up to as a player and a person. So, I mean, and he's one of the best of all time. So to be compared to him is, I think it's a little bit of a stretch, but no, it's definitely an honor and very cool.
Stay tuned to the Sharks Audio Network for all 2024 draft coverage and the upcoming development camp and prospect scrimmage on the 4th of July. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify, and on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital. All music by Yogi Yend.